Last week's photo was taken with my 70 to 200 lens, and I think this may have been taken on the same day. I'm not sure, but it was definitely with that lens. And I, to be honest, I'm not sure why I had it with me on this day. Maybe it was, I think I know why. I think I brought it to campus. Maybe this was it spring break? I don't know. I brought it to campus because I wanted to get some pictures of wildlife, of some of the ducks at Theta Pond and the geese and squirrels. And I usually don't do that sort of thing. That lens is so big and so cumbersome that I have to have like a special use case scenario for it. I don't like to just have it as a general carry with me lens. And if you have that lens, you know what I'm talking about. It's just too heavy. But I had it with me, and I thought I would try a little experiment here where I wanted to see what would happen, or kind of demonstrate what the difference was between using that lens and using a cell phone. And there's obviously a huge difference. If you have a cell phone and you have that lens or a zoom lens, you know there's a huge difference. But it's kind of interesting to see it in person. So as you look at this photo, there's another photo on the blog where you can see exactly where I'm standing, the same spot. And I took a photo with my cell phone at right after I took that other one at the top of the featured image today. And the one with the cell phone looks so wide, and you can see so much in there. And you see this huge lawn and this library and this big tower. And the one up top, it has none of that. There's almost no context for what you're seeing. But yet, it's interesting that you still do get kind of a sense of scale. So here's this person walking past. And if you're curious, I used back button focus. I focused on the path, which you can just sort of barely see that green stripe of grass. I focused on that and then waited until someone walked by and just fired off a few shots. And in doing that, I was able to do what they call background compression. I take the background, which is really far away from this person, and bring it in a lot closer in the photo. And if you scroll down to the iPhone photo, you'll see what I'm talking about. The background's really far away from where this person is walking, but yet in the image, it almost looks like it's been brought closer. It's been compressed, and it's blurry, and you have this really nice separation where the subject is in focus and nice and sharp, and I kind of like that teal mug that she's got. So she's nice and sharp and focused. The background is brought closer, but it's out of focus, and it creates a sense of depth, that there's like a three-dimensionality to the photo. And that's the cool thing about a lens like that. I also shot this, I think, wide open. It was either 2.8 or maybe it was f4. I'm not sure. But you have to use a wide aperture if you want that separation on a zoom lens like a 18 to 250 or something like that, where you have a long zoom range but a smaller aperture. When you're zoomed all the way in, you don't get an aperture this big. You have to use like a 5.6 or 6.3, and then the background is not nearly as blurry and it doesn't separate as much. So this photo, it was fun to take. There's no grand purpose here other than it was just an interesting little experiment for me to try as an illustration of what you get with that particular lens.